going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes. Welcome back into the drive. Tyler just whispered before we came back. Did y'all see Shaq yesterday almost? He said it was a number one, but it looked like...
Yeah, bull crap. Yeah,
did you see that?
I did not see
it. Oh, man. Was it on TV? Inside the NBA, they're just doing... You know, they're just sitting around doing the show, right? And Shaq just goes... Gets up and he...
He looked like you at the end of the show yesterday.
That's what happened to me at the end of the show yesterday. That's why I had to go, man. Bubble guts got me.
He's on the hop. And Charles is talking. They stop. And Ernie's like, what the hell is going on? And he runs. He goes, keep talking, Charles. Keep going.
Dookie.
I guess they said they've been doing some deal they're on taking olive oil, like a drinking olive oil or something.
Like a health thing.
Yeah, a health thing, a little bit of olive oil. Every day, several people in the building at TNT are doing it. I guess it causes him to go. He said it was number one, but nobody believed it. Everybody was like, "Man,
you must have some problems holding." If number one got you up that quick,
you could tell by the style of run that was no number one.
Yeah, the mobile cheeks clenched.
Oh yeah,
that's what that. Yeah, he said, "Boy, his gait was a little."
that is an interesting run, and it is something. The bigger individual you are, the funnier it looks.
They were in the middle of a segment, man. It was awesome.
He ain't playing, man. He had to get up and go. Shaq had. I'm showing Clint right now for those who are the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line on YouTube and Twitch. He went through them doors, and I mean, and it does. It seems like, especially if it was a number two, it seems like it takes a lot to get all of that off. Like to get all that.
There was a lot of arm action in that job. He went right across the front of the set.
He wasn't playing.
He went right across the front.
And he yells, keep talking, Chuck.
Zero worries.
At least he didn't call for a wheelchair like Paul Pierce.
Yeah, well, I think Paul had just...
He'd already missed in his britches.
Yeah, he didn't want to stand up, man. Yeah, they did. They got on him the whole show.
Everybody sharts.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, everyone gets a little cavalier with a fart.
I love it when you say that.
It happens. But one of the things
we talked about. We had to teach my 3-year-old that.
What, cavalier with a fart?
But she had diarrhea and she didn't understand
that
it. She couldn't just fart
ridiculous.
Away. She didn't understand it. We threw her old panties on her instead of a diaper. You know, she thinks she's going to break wind. Like, baby, you can't do that.
Can't do that. You got to know.
Yeah.
Rolling them dice with a fart.
It sharted. We had to tell her what was going on. Baby, you can't.
For me, it's like you're playing Super Mario Brothers, and at that point, you got one life, right? You shart through, you take them draws off, you throw them away, and then now you're just living dangerous. You got one more life. You can't make the mistake again. Yeah, we've all been there.
Well, I opted for just leaving the diaper on the 3-year-old.
Yeah, put the diaper on, yeah. But I mean, yeah, if it happens as an adult, it gets you. All right. One thing they did talk about last night on Inside the NBA was, dude, somebody stop making Nico Harrison talk. Why? If you don't know who that is, it is the Mavericks general manager, the fool who traded Luka and now has continued to talk. Like, he had a press conference the other day, Clint, yesterday, I believe. And why? You just had – why did he have the secret one? You remember the secret one they had
secret
last
meeting,
week?
Yeah.
The secret one where nobody was allowed to have audio or videos or whatever, and he picked the select people.
Yeah.
Why would he do that if he knew they were going to come and talk to the media again? He has talked to the media three separate times since the Luka trade. And each time it gets worse. And it's like, why don't you stop? Here is him yesterday. And this, I don't know if it can get worse than this comment, fellas. But I imagine if we give Nico time, I think he can do something worse than this. But this was him addressing yet again the Luka situation.
Didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
That man walked up to that podium, and he said out loud for all to hear, why didn't he say that one in the secret one when nobody could record it? He walked out there and said, I knew that he meant a lot to the fans, but I didn't realize how much he meant to the fan. Luka, that's kind of your job, fool.
Which end was he looking from?
It's a fireable offense.
And
it continues to get worse.
I think Adam should step in and maybe force him to sell the team. Like it's the owner too. You know what? That's like, and Nick Caserio obviously would never do this. That's like Nick saying, you know what? I mean, I kind of knew that C.J. Stroud, you know, the fans like C.J. Stroud, but I just really didn't. I didn't know how much they'd like.
Well, wait till after the year and let him take you to a Super Bowl and then do that. Yeah.
Let him take you to a Super Bowl. It's
basically what Bill O'Brien and Eastby said whenever they traded Hopkins back in the day.
They were better than this. They didn't keep waltzing to a microphone.
No, you're right.
To try to explain it away.
You're right.
They said at one time, it's like Nico feels like, hey, look, guys, you guys just aren't understanding what I'm saying. I know it makes sense in my head. Like he sit there and said, if they could stay healthy, Anthony always gets hurt. Kyrie gets hurt often. What are you talking about? They're a championship team. You had a championship team.
I think that's the hang-up, right? Is if they didn't already have a championship team, if they weren't already good enough to go to a finals and win a finals with Luka, then maybe it would probably be received a little bit better what he's saying. But the problem is every time he says something like that, the response and the justified response, right, is you had that. You were there.
How could he not know how much people, like, does he?
He's an idiot.
Does he go to the games? Like, yeah. if he goes to the games, who do you think they're rooting for?
Ron, give me one, and I'm sure there's one out there, but give me one superstar player that's coming off a year where he took a team to the finals that is an electric offensive player, at the very least a big time scorer, one of the best scorers of the basketball in the game.
That's 25
that fan base isn't in love with. I mean, that's the, like, what did you think? I mean, you can take the biggest a-hole in the world, and if he takes a team to a finals and he's the reason they go, fans are gonna love him.
Just love him. What jersey is he seeing?
Businesses are going to support him.
What other jersey is he seeing?
Just went right over his head.
What other jersey is he seeing in the audience? Oh, I don't know, man. He still sees nothing but 77s in there.
That poor man.
Today.
He sees 77 in his nightmare. I guarantee you.
How did you, like, how can
Unless
you?
Unless he's got that weird medical thing.
I mean, you're not
thing.
Lying. You think, and I think Dan Gilbert's as crazy as hell as the owner of the Cavs. You think anybody in that front office didn't know that LeBron James was extreme?
Who the hell is?
Hey, Kobe at 24. Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Miami.
This don't make no sense.
Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Well, man, I'm shocked by the.
I mean, you could go down the league. Like, if Ja Morant took Memphis to a title this year,
He could do exactly what he has done thus far.
And he traded him. And I mean, I don't know, man. I just, it's, wow.
To come out and say, boy, I didn't know. I mean, I knew.
He just keeps showing how foolish he
was. I knew they liked him, but damn. I mean, it is. Well, hold on. Then my man, right here and now, they're just being bold. Right? They don't even give a damn. Somebody just point blank asked him, well, hell, why shouldn't you be fired? Why shouldn't you be fired, Nico?
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick. The leadership that we have is really elite. And you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
The guy is drunk.
He don't believe that. He sounds like...
No way he believes that.
What? Hell no. He doesn't sound like he believes it. He sounds like he's got a parent in the back of that room with a belt in hand saying, if you don't say this right, I'm going to come up here and whoop your ass. He sounds like that's how scared he sounds. Well, I
sound so timid.
I think I've done a good job since I've been here. You can't blame me for the injuries. Can we blame you for trading the franchise player that you didn't know was important to the city?
But he was addicted to hookah.
He drank beer, didn't get his weight in check, didn't play good enough defense. You were in the finals, fool.
Maybe we want better examples for our children.
Maybe he lives in Norman and then he just does his day-to-day in Norman, Oklahoma.
Is that where he's from?
No. I'm just trying to think. Maybe he's not actually in Dallas and doesn't know. Does he know that Dirk is the most popular player for the Mavericks? Does he know the Cowboys play in Dallas? I bet he walks around and thinks that...
How is he not fired right now?
Because the owner's as big of an airhead as he is.
They're in lockstep.
They are.
Well, you bring up good points.
Yeah.
The more interesting thing is, and look, I'm sorry,
he probably
guys.
Thinks Dak is beloved in Dallas.
I'm sorry, guys, but there's no way that whoever runs that organization doesn't sit across the table or even just watch that interview and think exactly what I thought.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nobody's following this guy.
No.
This guy's not leading anything. I'm sorry.
He's burned the house down.
That was as timid as you could sound in a position with an organization where, boy, you've got to make some tough decisions and you got to live with them and you got to weather some storms. That doesn't seem like the guy that's going to weather storms.
No, he burned the house down on accident. Left the crock pot on.
I think I've done a really good job here.
They had done it on purpose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.